the rest of the story. James Macy was illegitimate. That stigma would cling to him for the rest of his life. He died wealthy. He died a revered and renowned scientist. But such were the laws of 18th century England that James Macy was denied in life the rights of the most ordinary citizen. And he was denied those rights because of his illegitimacy. Well, what can I say? James Macy held a grudge. He held a lasting and bitter grudge for the lifelong deprivation of his honor. And we, you and I, we benefited from this grudge in a most remarkable way. James Macy had been born in France in 1765, the illegitimate son of a British duke. Jim's father was now more or less out of the picture, but the boy's devoted mother, herself a woman of wealth, returned to England with Jim, immediately set about the task of achieving her son's official acceptance. Well, she got this far. She got Jim decreed to be a naturalized British subject, and yet because of his illegitimacy, his rights were restricted at almost every turn. He could not enter Parliament. He could never hold public office. He could not hold a job under civil service. He could never enter the army, nor the navy, nor even the church. He could not receive any grants of property at the disposal of the crown. And perhaps least fair of all, he would never hold the title of his true father, the Duke of Northumberland. Jim grew up knowing of these restrictions. And maybe that accounts for his desire to excel at everything. And whatever the motivation, he sure enough did excel. In 1786, Jim graduated from Pembroke College and shortly thereafter launched himself into a scientific career. Many sophisticated experiments and published results later, Jim grew to become a respected scientist. But while his scientific colleagues, no more talented than he, were being knighted for their accomplishments, Jim was denied that honor also. And this, though through no fault of his own, he had been born illegitimate. So it's no wonder James Macy held a grudge. He vowed never to marry, realizing that the stigma of illegitimacy would pass to his children. But in his lifetime, James Macy conceived another form of immortality, and this idea in itself would serve as his personal rejection of the country which had rejected him. You see, when Jim died in 1829, he died a very wealthy man, with no heirs who could claim his vast fortune. So it was in his will that he got back at England by leaving all of his money to the United States of America. Now, Jim had never even visited the United States, and yet by willing his fortune to us, he disinherited England as it had disinherited him. And in his will, he specified that his money was to be used for the foundation of an establishment which would increase and diffuse knowledge among men, which would perpetuate his true family name, denied him at birth, the name he adopted later in life, the name of Smithson. And thus the gift he gave us, the establishment which in reality represents the torment of illegitimacy, is today our country's most magnificent storehouse of cultural and scientific accomplishment. What his money bought for us is the Smithsonian Institution. And now you know the rest of the story.